Welcome back, everyone. So, here's something that probably keeps a lot of Florida business owners up at night: collecting debt from customers without accidentally breaking the law. Have you ever wondered how one small mistake in collections could cost your business thousands?
It absolutely can, and that's exactly what we're getting into today. The Florida Consumer Collection Practices Act, or FCCPA, is intentionally designed to protect consumers. And honestly, it's pretty unfair to creditors, but businesses need to understand it if they want to avoid serious legal trouble.
Right. So this isn't just some obscure regulation. The FCCPA allows consumers to sue creditors for even small technical violations. I mean, we're talking about things that might seem minor on the surface but can turn into real financial nightmares.
Exactly. And here's the kicker. Defending against these FCCPA claims often costs more than just settling the case. Consumer attorneys know this, and they use these technical violations to essentially shake down businesses for settlements. It's become a lucrative business model for them.
That's pretty eye-opening. Now, the FCCPA is similar to the Federal Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, the FDCPA, right? But they're not identical?
Correct. They're similar in structure, and courts actually give great weight to federal interpretations when they're looking at FCCPA cases. But a violation of the FDCPA doesn't automatically mean you violated the FCCPA. They're separate statutes with some important differences.
So who exactly needs to comply with the FCCPA? Is it just collection agencies, or does it apply more broadly?
This is vital. The FCCPA applies to both original creditors and third-party debt collectors. That means even if you're a Florida business collecting your own debt from your own customers, you can be held liable under the statute. It's not just for collection agencies. I actually had a client once, a small HVAC company, who called a customer at 9:30 p.m. to follow up on an invoice. Turned out the customer was in a different time zone. That single call ended up costing them $2,500 to settle.
Wow, so businesses collecting their own accounts receivable are on the hook here too. What are some of the prohibited practices that trip businesses up?
Well, there are 19 separate prohibitions in the statute. Some are obvious, like you can't simulate being a law enforcement officer or threaten violence. But others are really technical. For example, you can't communicate with a debtor between 9 p.m. and 8 a.m. in the debtor's time zone. Miss that detail and you've got a violation.
9 p.m. to 8 a.m., that's a specific window. And I guess checking time zones isn't optional anymore, is it?
Not if you want to avoid a lawsuit. What about if the debtor has an attorney? That's another big one. If you know the debtor is represented by an attorney regarding that specific debt, you cannot communicate directly with them. You have to go through their lawyer. Businesses without proper procedures in place violate this all the time.
Let's talk consequences. What happens if a business violates the FCCPA?
The consequences can be severe. Consumers can bring civil lawsuits, and the remedies include actual damages, statutory damages up to $1,000, punitive damages, injunctions, court costs, and attorney's fees. That attorney's fees provision is what really drives these cases.
So even if the actual damages are minimal, the business is still paying the consumer's legal bills?
Exactly. And here's something that should concern any Florida business. Class action lawsuits are allowed under the FCCPA. If a class action is brought, you're looking at up to $1,000 for each named plaintiff, plus an aggregate award up to the lesser of $500,000 or 1% of your net worth for all remaining class members.
That point about statutory damages sets up our next piece, which is how businesses can protect themselves. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
For Florida businesses facing the challenge of unpaid invoices and accounts receivable, Southwest Recovery Services offers expert debt collection solutions that prioritize both results and compliance. With over 20 years of experience in B2B collections, they work on a contingency basis, meaning they only get paid when you do. Their team combines professional expertise with technology to recover outstanding balances while protecting your business reputation. Learn more at swrecovery.com.
Picking up on those statutory damages, how do businesses handle defending themselves if they do get sued?
Good news is there's a 2-year statute of limitations for bringing FCCPA violations, so claims don't hang over your head forever. And there's also a bona fide error defense. If the violation was unintentional and you maintain procedures to avoid such errors, you can defend against liability.
Interesting. But the burden of proof shifts to the business to prove that defense, right?
Yes, and that's the challenge. You need to demonstrate you had reasonable procedures in place designed to prevent the error. It's not just saying, oops, we made a mistake. You need documented policies and training records to support that defense. In other words, you need proof that you tried to avoid the violation, not just an excuse after it happened.
So documentation is key. And a debtor can still file a lawsuit for violating the FCCPA even if the debt itself is completely valid, correct?
Absolutely. The validity of the debt doesn't protect you from a statutory violation. That's a critical distinction.
Right, exactly. So to everyone listening who runs a Florida business that extends credit to consumers, what's the takeaway here?
Understanding the FCCPA can save your business significant time and expense. You need to establish clear procedures for debt collection. Train your staff on the 19 prohibited practices and document everything. The statute is protective of consumers by design, so you have to be proactive.
And if a business doesn't have the expertise in-house, that's where professional collection services come in, right?
Definitely. Professional collection services offer Florida businesses specialized expertise and legal knowledge that internal efforts often lack. These agencies understand both federal and state regulations. They have procedures already in place, and they can significantly improve cash flow while managing compliance risk.
I see. What else should businesses consider when thinking about working with an agency?
Well, agencies typically work on contingency, so there's no upfront cost. They only get paid when they successfully recover funds. Plus, they have skip tracing tools, automated systems, and professional collectors who know how to communicate with debtors effectively while staying within legal boundaries.
That's a relief for businesses that are already stretched thin managing operations. The rules keep evolving, which is another reason businesses need to stay current or partner with experts who track these changes.
Absolutely. Recent amendments have clarified some communication rules, but the key point is that the regulatory environment continues to shift. Staying compliant means staying informed, and that's challenging when you're focused on running your business.
So the bottom line is this: the FCCPA is protective of consumers, sometimes to the point of being unfair to creditors, but it's the law. Florida businesses need to understand these rules, establish strong procedures, and consider professional help to avoid costly violations. Makes sense, right?
Exactly. Whether you handle collections in-house or outsource them, compliance isn't optional. The statutory damages, attorney's fees, and potential class actions make this too risky to ignore. Knowledge and proper procedures are your best defense.
Thanks for breaking all of this down today. This has been incredibly valuable for anyone in Florida dealing with consumer debt collection. Until next time, stay compliant and stay informed. Thank you.